Eddie Shah made his name as the man behind the Today newspaper. He fought in the newspaper disputes against the trade unions in the early 80s, set up a TV production company, and is also an author. Last month, he was cleared of 6 counts of raping a girl under 16 in the 1990s. I've been speaking to him over the weekend, and the interview made national headlines because he told me that some of the underage girls who engaged in consensual sex, those are his words, not mine, because of course you can't be underage and consent to sex. But he said that some of the underage girls who engaged in consensual sex with pop stars in the 60s and 70s, quote, have to take the blame for what happened to them.
The pop groups and people of the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, who everybody knows that women were throwing themselves at them. You know, young girls who looked 17, 18, 19 and 20. You know, you're in a situation where you say, you can't say all those girls had been abused, that's why they behave like that. Rape was a technical thing. It's below a certain age. But these girls were going out with the pop groups and becoming groupies and all the rest of it and throwing themselves at them. And you cannot put that down to the fact they'd been abused. You know, they
what
are
do you
people,
put it down to?
I just think it's just the way society's become, and they just want young girls and young men, I guess, have always wanted a bit of excitement when they're young. They want to appear adult. They want to do adult things.
So,
I mean, a lot of it is a question of upbringing.
Are you saying they're partly to blame?
Well, if we're talking about the girls who go out and just have a good time, then they are to blame. If we talk about people who happen to be out and get actually raped, then I feel no. And I think everything should be done against that.
But whether they see themselves as groupies or not, whether they're throwing themselves at these pop stars during the 60s or 70s or not, really, if they're underage, they cannot give consent.
Yeah, but if they're pretending not to be underage, you know, that every time girls used to burst into their rooms, they didn't ask for their birth certificates. I mean, I've never been in that situation. I'm the outsider looking in on that. But I'm just saying to you, you know, it's part of it is the society we're brought up in.
Are you saying about underage girls who throw themselves at these pop stars?
I don't think I think you said to me that what do you do about somebody who has been abused, right? And I'm saying to you that who says that every girl who does that throws themselves at these guys and pretends to be older than they are? Who says they've all been abused? I'm answering your question.
But if they're underage, they've been abused. Every time, surely.
Well, by the pop stars?
Yes.
Well,
do you not agree with that?
But legally, you're absolutely right. But if they've set their mind on something, who's going to stop them?
The adult.
But if the adult doesn't know, and it's a consensual act, it becomes a legal rape. It is wrong, absolutely wrong. But if the girl or boy, right, sets out that they're going to act like an adult sexually and do something, how do you stop that person? I mean, okay, well, let's make everybody carry an identity card with a date thing on it. We've got to trigger some mechanism where people can say, okay, you know, how old are you? Show me your identity card.
Well, how do you think?
It's got to be something like that.
Listening to that, Jim Gamble, the former chief executive of the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning.
Morning. There's been so much fallout from that interview. People around the UK, lots of children's charities have been commenting on it, as have you, on the network. And what Eddie Shah was trying to say is that people at 15, 14 and 15, have the capacity sometimes to know what they're doing. Now, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think he's missing the point. The law is designed to protect those children who are susceptible to influence, who want to behave in a way that they see their older siblings, perhaps, or the people they admire on TV behaving. So the law places the burden on those adults to help protect children. So if you're under 13, there is no question that is rape. If you are between the ages of 13 and 16, it's unlawful sexual activity with a child. And the law takes account of the fact that the prosecution will have to prove that the person who committed the offence did not reasonably believe that person was over 16. So by introducing all of these other issues around this, I think Eddie Shah has been extremely unhelpful to himself. He has hurt many victims, and many victims will feel to come forward because of what he says, because they'll go back to the old days of believing that we are going to be blamed. And this victim-blaming mentality is wrong. And I thought one of the good things about the Savile case was that we actually were much more victim-centred and people began coming forward in far larger numbers.
And yet, Jim, we had the UKIP MEP on 5 Live at the weekend, Roger Helmer, and he was saying that, look, while he understands it's illegal and he does not want the law to be changed, he was arguing that while legally a 15-year-old cannot give consent, colloquially is the term he used, people think that they can.
When a child is groomed, they're actually seduced by an older person, most often, who will make them feel special. They'll give them gifts. They will take advantage of their tender years so that they think that I'm actually in a relationship that's appropriate. The big age difference doesn't make a difference because we're in love. So the consent they're giving is a groomed consent. It's a consent that is given because they are so young and vulnerable, and that is why the law is configured in the way it is, to protect them.
Is there not inconsistency in the law, Jim? Because if you think about it, the criminal age of consent in this country is 10 years of age. So what the law currently says is that a child knows the difference between right and wrong in terms of their responsibility if they have a part to play in murder, if they have a part to play in arson, if they have a part to play in assault. But the law says they have no capacity for understanding at 15.
They have no capacity to make an independent decision about engaging in sexual activity at 15. The law of criminal responsibility in each of the different statutes will take account of when a child is involved. So in the 2003 Sexual Offences Act that we're talking about, and Section 9 relates to a child under 16, that takes account of the fact that children can also commit this offence against other children,
but
and provide specific guidelines.
For example, in the Bulger case, right?
Yes.
The two young boys who were prosecuted in that case, and part of their prosecution was for sexual offences, they were 10 and 11. They weren't teenagers at the time. Now, I'm by no means in any way condoning anyone who has sex with anyone underage. I'm simply saying that for those people who have pointed out, hold on a moment, we do say that a child knows the difference between right or wrong in murder. And when a child commits a sexual offence, we say they know the difference between right and wrong.
Well, in that particular case, you're talking about an extreme. And absolutely, they were criminally responsible. If you look at a child who is seduced into committing a criminal offence, so let's say a Vietnamese child trafficked into the country, who is then 14 or 15 years of age. At 15, they're working in a cannabis factory. They're working in there because they've been brought into the country illegal, they're under the influence of an adult, and they're put in there to work and know no better. When that cannabis factory is raided, the 15-year-old isn't arrested, they're rescued. So the law is not a blunt instrument. There are applications and guidelines within the law which allow prosecutors, which allow police and allow courts to differentiate on the basis of the age of the child, the vulnerability of the child, and the legislation that applies to protect children. In cases of sex, there is settled law for many, many years that looks at the fact that children cannot make that decision until they are 16.
Okay. Really interesting, Jim. And thank you very much for your time this morning.